Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Believe in Minnesota Football podcast, hosted by the starting kicker for your Golden Gophers, Matthew Trickett, and me, Tony Liebert. For today's episode, we will be reacting to the Gophers' thrilling 23-16 victory over Wisconsin as they retain Paul Bunyan's axe in consecutive years for the first time since 1993-94. I guess we'll get right into the game. And it was obviously a very exciting game, start to finish. A lot of big plays on both ends. Very good performances. It was just a really solid football game. And I think at the end of the day, you guys won the turnover battle. Wisconsin had one interception, and you guys had no turnovers. And I would imagine, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I think – you guys might be undefeated this year when that happens. So, it really just was a good 60 minutes of football from start to finish.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was very complimentary football. You already brought up, you know, the turnover margin, the offense took care of the ball, no turnovers, and late in the fourth quarter, you know, Wally was able to get that interception. So we always stress the balls of the program, and you know, that's the most important piece of football is the ball itself. So that's how you score points. And taking care of that, as you said, is huge in games. And I believe you are right with saying, you know, when we win the turnover margin, we win the game. So.
Yeah, it's just when I guess the Gophers play the style of football that they do with relying on your defense and on Saturday, it changed a little bit that there was more of a passing game plan than a running attack. But when you play that Big Ten West style of a slow football and you want to control time of possession, those turnovers have such a big impact on the game, and it's really hard to get possessions like that back. So in a game like this, it just has a massive, massive impact on the result of the scoreboard, I think.
Yeah. And like you said, you know, that's kind of what Big Ten West football is. That's what Wisconsin is. That's what Iowa is. Illinois this year. Purdue, you know, they've most recently been a pass-heavy team, so could be a little bit different for them. But that's a formula for a lot of the teams in the Big Ten West. And knowing that and capitalizing on it is our strength.
Yeah, kind of, I guess, after the game, obviously this was the last regular season game, and a lot of people, it's such a big win for the program with two straight wins over Wisconsin, something that hasn't happened in 20-plus years, almost 30, and it's, you finish the year 8-4. I guess what I'm getting at is the vibe around the locker room when you have such a big win like this, and you obviously celebrated so much, And deservedly so. It's a massive win for the program and the team. But I guess kind of now that it's Monday after the game, you look back at all 12 games you had, 8-4. I guess what's kind of the vibe around the team of how the season ultimately went? Because there were a lot of things you accomplished, obviously, that I think the team wanted to heading into the season, but there were some things that you came up short.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all the seniors this year had our eyes set on the Big Ten West, and not being able to do that and just falling, a game or two short of that is it is a little heartbreaking, but at the same time, to see all the successes and the close games and where people thought we were down and out, but we were able to come back from that. That's college football, and it's very tough in the Big Ten. Very tough to win any game, let alone eight. So, especially the seniors that have been here since they started, they've accomplished so much, so many firsts, and so many, this hasn't happened in X amount of years and stuff like that. So while we can sit and say, shoulda, woulda, coulda, there's a lot of great things that did come out of this season, and we just hope that the younger guys were paying attention and able to learn from that.
I also find it, I guess, interesting because really in sports in general, especially college football, it seems really quickly that people just jump straight to almost next season. In the Gophers' case, even skip the bowl game. And for your perspective as a senior, I guess, what's like the feeling around the team when you have such a big win like this, and it's you're building up to this Wisconsin game. It's because the rivalries are what make college football, and it's really what makes teams and seasons. And I know Coach Fleck mentioned it at the end of the in his post-game press conference that him beating Wisconsin is just a huge feather in a coach's cap for how a season's viewed and how their success is viewed. You obviously mentioned that there were some missed opportunities, but I guess what I'm getting at is how big does a Wisconsin win feel for you?
I mean, it's huge. When you have a rivalry dating back 100 plus years and everybody knows about it, it's no secret. Like, it's not some little event. It's one of the most historic games played in college football. So it's huge for morale. It's huge for coaching. Like, it means so much more than just adding another win in the season. It's so much more to that, because if you could ask anyone on the team, anyone in the state, what their favorite Gopher game was this year, they'd say Wisconsin. And I would probably say at least 95% of people would say that. There may be a few that, have different opinions, but
Yeah.
it just means so much more than any other game, and it does help to finish off an 8-4 season. A season that in a lot of people's eyes may seem like a disappointment, but to end that season with a win over the Badgers.
I guess from your point of view, because a game like this specifically when excuse me. When Ethan performed so well, had one of his best games of the year. Lamekki Brockinen scores the game-winning touchdown. You get young guys on defense like Cody Lindenberg, Justin Wally making plays. Those are all guys that are coming back next year. And from a fan's perspective, or even a young player on the team, that obviously gets them excited for next year. But you're obviously a senior, and you're going to be graduating and moving on from the program. From that perspective, like, is that weird after the game that obviously as a team you want to celebrate the win and it means so much, but from like an outsider, people move on so quickly and they look at the future and they get excited for the future, rightfully so. But I guess how do you just kind of live in the moment and respect the win for what it was?
Yeah, I found myself very quickly like thinking about that. Everyone, as soon as the last play was over, everyone's running towards the axe and everything. And there's a few of the older guys going over and saying good game to some of the Wisconsin players. And me personally, I was kind of sitting back a little bit as, the axe was being paraded around the stadium. I was sitting back and just trying to take it all in, as my last time in the regular season and my last time playing the Badgers, and kind of enjoying those little moments, seeing the joy on teammates' faces and, all the struggles that different guys have gone to, through and stuff like that. It wasn't as special because not the whole team was there, only the travel squad, but just being able to see everyone filled with joy and excitement, it is something that's going to last with me forever, and I know that, and I'm glad that I was able to, take it all in and really enjoy the people around me at the time.
Yeah, I would imagine it's interesting in college football because like against Iowa, you have your last home game, it's senior day, and that's a big moment in itself. And then you have your last regular season game on the road against Wisconsin, this huge historic rivalry. That's a huge moment in itself. And you feel like your career is coming to an end, but then you still have a bowl game a month or so later. So it's I would imagine it's a very interesting like fall from, or I guess it's like a slow burn realizing that your college career is over.
Yeah, it definitely is. I don't think it's hit me 100% yet. Against Iowa, thinking about senior day and kind of reflecting on my moments as a freshman and kind of everything I've learned about football and about life throughout my college career and basically through football and through all the amazing coaches that I've had. And then last regular season game, last rivalry game, so that it's like there's the last senior day at home, last game, the regular season, last rivalry, last, some would call it the big game, and then last overall game. So yeah, you are right in saying it is a slow burn, but I think that can help it out so much because you just get to be a lot more grateful and kind of see how everyone has touched you in your life. And, it makes it more personal when you're able to single out individuals through a long period of time instead of it all comes crashing down at once. Then, you start not forgetting about people, but, those little things go unnoticed here and there. So I would call it a slow burn, but I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, obviously something that most people don't experience playing sports past high school, but I would imagine it's a little surreal kind of realizing like this is kind of what you've been working towards for 8 to 10 years now of like a realistic goal of you want to play Division One football and you want to play in these big moments and then you're there and it's coming to an end and it's just something that I just couldn't really even comprehend, and I don't think most people can comprehend because when you do it in high school, it's just a different thing. It's different scale, and you're around all these people that like you grew up with and played youth sports with. Depending where you go to high school, I know you went to all boys private school, but it's just that sports, and I think that's what makes sports fun, and that's what makes college sports special because in the NFL, you get some guys that play a handful of years, 2 or 3, and then you get some guys that play 15, and you don't really know when that last moment's coming when you play professional sports. But in college, like it comes to an end for everyone, and you only get 4 years of eligibility. Now it's all over the place, but it's just games like this where the Gophers beat Wisconsin the first time in for back to back first time in 30 years. It's just, this is what I think makes college football special.
Yeah. Without a doubt. And, you know, growing up, you could buy the NCAA football games, and I was a huge fan of those and whatnot. And that really made me love college football. And I would still say I'm a bigger fan of college football than I am of the NFL. NFL has, you know, the best players and whatnot, but I truly think college football has the best stories and, you know, so many different unique backgrounds and the underdog stepping up and doing something special, remarkable. So it really does make college football special, especially the rivalries. Like,
yeah,
there's nothing like that. NFL can try to produce a rivalry as much as they want, but college football is really where the rivalries are at. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun and would not take a day back at all.
Yeah, especially a game like this, and rivalry week in general is such an interesting thing for the sport because you're in the NFL, like week 16, 17 comes around and there's a team that's, I don't know, like 6-10 or yeah, 6-10 now because you play 17 and they're not going to the playoffs and they don't really have much to play for in that last week of the year. But in college, you get a game like this between Wisconsin, who's having a disappointing season, Minnesota, who's underperforming but still playing football at a very high level and had a few results they don't like. But this game still feels like it's massive. It feels like the stakes are super high because it just means a lot because Coach Fleck and the program, the state that it's in right now, being able to say that they beat Wisconsin back-to-back years for the first time in like 30 years. That just it's weird how you can just beat one team and it just completely changes the outlook of where the program sits. Like if you beat Wisconsin was 6-5, I think, heading into this game. So if you beat like a 6-5, hypothetically a 6-5 like Illinois team in the last week of the year, it's just not going to mean as much. And that's what makes college football special. Because you even look across the country that Michigan and Ohio State. Ohio State's been one of the most consistent teams in the country under Ryan Day. And they might have had 5 losses in like 4 or 5 years, but lost to Michigan back-to-back years. And now the vibe around that program's completely changed. And people are like, they're looking at Ryan Day. They're like, this is a failure, blah, blah, blah. And it just, I think it shows how important games like this can be because for how big of an opportunity there was for the Gophers to play in a Big Ten West title and how the race was so wide open this year, I would imagine a lot of people on the team realized that and they realized there was a giant opportunity to play in Indianapolis. But a win like this really does, it masks that disappointment, at least from a fan's perspective. I can't speak on the team, but it gives you something to look back on and be like, we did something that nobody's done in 30 years. And it makes the season something positive when heading into the week, a lot of people were pointing out the negatives, that another loss to Iowa, another missed opportunity here, missed opportunity there. And now a lot of people are saying that the program's still going in the right direction, which it has been the whole time. And people just make so many drastic reactions in sports, and it's so polarizing that team or a player, they either suck or they're really good. And it just, I think this game kind of just epitomizes the whole season that you guys were consistent the whole year and played great football the whole year. And ended up beating Wisconsin, and I think the season ended on a positive.
Yeah, definitely a positive. And like you said, it's the first time in 30-some years that Minnesota has beaten Wisconsin back-to-back years. So it is very tough to have overnight change. And, you know, if you look back and you say Indiana in 2020, like, you know, they had kind of a remarkable year that nobody could have predicted. And then right after that, you know, disappointing 2021. This year, I don't believe they're bowl eligible. So, you know, you can get those years every once in a while where things will blow up, but to continually win in the Big Ten is very difficult. And, you know, teams like Ohio State, like Michigan, make it look easy and, you know, have their fan bases very happy and have everybody else in the Big Ten, you know, wanting to be them and wanting to look completely unstoppable. But it takes time to get to that level, and it takes a lot of hard work. And I know that's what all the guys have been putting in and trying to build that foundation for Minnesota so that one day Minnesota is that program to be taken down. So it is a bit disappointing knowing that, you know, my time is up here and I wasn't the one to be revered that way, but hopefully through all the seniors' hard work, all the guys' hard work throughout this year, we're building a solid foundation to achieve the Big Ten West, the Big Ten, and going forward even more. So if we can be a part of that, I think that's a great accomplishment in itself that people will be very grateful for many years down the road.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with that. I think in sports in general, what sets apart good programs and good teams at the pro level, it's putting your team in a position to succeed every single week. And there's just like circumstances in a season that it's just impossible to prepare for. For example, losing Chris Ottman-Bell early in the year to an injury. Like injuries are going to happen in sports at any level, especially college football. And like 8-4 season for the Gophers with a win over Wisconsin, like they were, you guys were in position to compete for a Big Ten championship. If there were a few more bounces that went another way, I think you guys have a game this week. But it's a good place for a program to be in a position like that. And if you do that every single year, statistically, the bounces are going to fall your way sooner rather than later. And you're going to reach a point where you want to be. And it's just, that's just kind of, I think, how sports work. And some people make it want to be black and white so bad and make it want to think that you are who your record is, or you are what your record is. And at the end of the day, you kind of are in sports, but it's more, I think it's deeper than that. It's not black and white, that like you guys were favored in every game but two, this one and against Penn State. So it's just different. It's more complicated than people make it out to be sometimes. And, or it's just more complex, I should say. And that's what makes, I think, sports interesting, but it just, sometimes fans are just make such strong opinions and polarize the entire topic, and it just becomes overwhelming, especially after a game like this when you go online and people say, it's either PJ Fleck, the greatest coach of all time, or this team stinks and he needs to be fired. Like, it just becomes very tiresome after a while, and I've admittedly getting too annoyed by it, I think, but that's what makes college football is the crazy fans.
Yeah. And, you know, I think another thing that makes Wisconsin, Minnesota so special of a rivalry is just that there's not much in between the two. You know, there's the University of Minnesota, and then there's the University of Wisconsin. And between those two schools, there's a lot of other smaller schools, but those are the two that really stick out on a map. And that's what people focus on. And that's what makes the rivalry special. But to your other point, yeah, that is what makes college football special. The crazy fans, and you know, we don't have to listen to it, but nowadays it's all over the place. You know, if I see something, I'll just scroll past it most of the times. You know, there's comments made about my performance and my teammates' performances and whatnot. And that's, you know, those people's opinions, and that's their truth, because that's all that they get to see. Everything that we do training wise, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, that's all behind the curtains, and that's not what people get to see. But your teammates see that, they understand it. You know, they're going through the same or similar situation. But your teammates aren't the ones that are going to sell out 80,000 seats in the stadium. So, you know, there's some good and bad that comes with fans, but that's college football, like you said, you know, diehard fans and people from.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values: kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All parts of Wisconsin, all parts of Minnesota supporting the Gophers or the Badgers. And we were just very happy that all the Gophers fans were able to stay the full length of the game and celebrate at the end.
Yeah. The point that you mentioned that Wisconsin and Minnesota, there's really not much in between. It is a very interesting thing because Minnesota really only has, even in basketball, I think one other D1 school now with St. Thomas making the move. And Wisconsin has a few other small private schools like Marquette. But it's really, in football, I think University of Minnesota and University of Wisconsin are the only two FBS schools in each state, which is a lot different. Like a state like Ohio, when there's a handful of schools in the MAC and you get Ohio State, you get Cincinnati, Miami of Ohio, Kent State, Ohio University. It's just that's what makes the rivalry special, and I agree with you. That's an interesting point. And I guess kind of looking back at the season as a whole, looking back at your performance for the year, When you look back at 12 games you played and hit a few big kicks against Nebraska, a big kick last week against Wisconsin, how happy were you with your season as a whole, do you think? Personally.
Fairly happy. It's always nice to contribute those points when they really matter and to, you know, have that feeling that you're actually helping out the team in any way possible. But, you know, still some disappointment, still some kicks that I want back. And it's not like it was anything crazy. You know, the misses were all very, very close misses. But those close misses, I think, live with you a little bit longer because they were that close. You know, it wasn't something major that went wrong or anything like that. Like after the last field goal attempt against Wisconsin to go up two scores, you know, that was probably the most disappointing one out of all because, you know, it gave Wisconsin a chance. You know, I wanted to go out there and completely crush their souls and not have to put everything on the defense, you know, give them a little wiggle room. But that one just doinked right off the upright and didn't go my way. But overall, I would say it was a good year. Glad to be a part of this team and help out in any way. Still plenty to work on, but I'm glad that when I was called upon, for the most part, I was able to go out there and do my thing.
Yeah, and you get to, I guess, leave Minnesota undefeated against Wisconsin.
Exactly. Most important part.
So now I guess that the regular season's over, there's a lot of stuff that happens, I guess, right after this game and right after next week when the bowl games start getting announced. And I guess something that I'm just interested in from like a player's perspective on a team in college football nowadays with the transfer portal, it's obviously such a big thing. You know, obviously transferring to Minnesota. When someone on the team says that they're entering the transfer portal online or something, or even you hear that someone's coming in from the transfer portal, how does the team kind of, I guess, react to news like that? And even how do you react to news like that?
Yeah. At first, when I was a freshman, I thought that, you know, it was completely disloyal when you transfer. And, you know, it's such a big deal because how could you, like, leave your teammates, leave your brothers like that? But, you know, through experience, and through doing it myself, it is a business decision. And a lot of times the guys that are transferring, you know, it's typically for a good reason. You know, they're not getting the playing time they want. Or for me personally, I wanted to, you know, see what I could do and bet on myself and go big or go home, really. And it's guys taking a chance on themselves because when you enter the portal, nothing is guaranteed. You know, you could have expectations to get all these other D1 offers, but nothing comes your way and you may not play football again. So it's guys betting on themselves. And I know from experience, it could be a very scary time in your life because you don't know what's going to happen, you know. Not transferring, playing it safe, staying in one place for your whole career is admirable. But at the same time, for some people, it doesn't take a lot of guts. You know, you can just kind of coast on by if you're not somebody that is very, you know, vital to the team. So I look at the transfer portal really as guys wanting to bet on themselves and looking at what is best for them, what is best for their families. And it is tough for fan bases to accept that because fan bases want to look at each player for what they can provide the team and how they can contribute to a win. So, you know, when you're not playing well, when you're not performing well, they want you to enter the transfer portal. But when you are playing well, they don't want you to enter the transfer portal. But it's really a hard decision for a lot of guys, and guys that are leaving or going to be leaving Minnesota, I wish the best for them. And guys that are coming here from other schools, I wish the best for them as well, because, you know, it's tough entering into a new environment, new facility, and whole new set of people, and being able to perform immediately and at the very highest level. So I think it's very difficult, and guys that do it are really taking a leap of faith. And, you know, I wish the best for every guy that does it, as long as they have good intentions.
Yeah, I think one aspect of the portal that people kind of forget is, like you mentioned, you enter and there's no guarantee that a coach is going to call you and offer you another scholarship. And I would imagine that is a very intimidating thing when you already have a scholarship and you worked so hard to get to one point, and then you just willingly give it up, betting on yourself, hoping to get an opportunity that's better for you. But yeah, it's just the transfer portal has really become such a polarizing thing amongst fans of teams. And that's another thing that I get annoyed with online, is if you tweet that a player's entering the transfer portal and then you get five fans saying like, oh, like, good, he sucks, blah, blah. And like, like I said, everyone just wants to make everything black or white. It's either you're good or you suck. You're on the team or you're not. And life's not that easy sometimes. And like, I think the transfer portal is great for college sports, because it's even more than playing time. Sometimes people just don't like schools that they're going to, and they're not happy. Some people aren't happy living in Minnesota in the winter, and they want to go to a school in the South or a school out West. And it just, people think it's just like, oh, I'm not getting playing time, I have to leave. And sometimes it's more complicated than that. And that's the biggest thing I would say to any Gophers fan listening to this, complaining about the transfer portal, that it's a lot more complicated of a decision most of the time than you think.
Yeah, and not most of the time. I would say 100% of the time, when you have a teammate that you've gotten really close to and they transfer, you know, that connection doesn't just die there. You know, I still talk to a lot of my old teammates at Kent, and, you know, they still watch my games. I still watch their games. And same can be said for guys at Minnesota that have gone elsewhere. That's just kind of how it is on the inside. Like, teammates are teammates, you know, they're supporting you and they always want what's best for you. Even though on the outside, it can look like, you know, they're betraying you or they're disloyal or anything like that. Once you really get to know somebody and know their why, know their reasonings, there's a lot more compassion there than a fan would have realistically.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I guess kind of now looking more towards after the regular season, you guys are bowl eligible. Kind of how does the whole process work between now and this time next week when you have a team and a game you can prepare for? What is, like, I guess, your practice schedule look like, and how does the team, I guess, kind of function in this week when you really have nothing to look forward to on paper?
Yeah, you know, it can be tough not knowing your opponent. Like, how are you going to make a game plan for nobody?
Yeah.
But no, it's a great time to return to the fundamentals. And throughout the season, you know, so many injuries happen, so many different game plans, and sometimes you do get away from the basics, and it is good to return to the basics. You know, that's what makes the greatest players in the world. You know, they're extremely, extremely good at the little things. So, you know, getting really good at those little things and for all the guys that are injured and not being able to play in the bowl game, you know, it gives us a little bit more time to get those guys healthy or, you know, catch their backups up to speed. But yeah, it's a really good time for that.
Yeah, I would imagine it's kind of almost like a random like week that's almost like the off season because you have no opponent you're preparing for. And it's obviously a lot different than the routine you were in the regular season. But yeah, I think if you don't have anything else that you'd like to add, I think we'll wrap it up there for this week's episode. As always, I appreciate everyone for listening. Row the boat, Sky Uman, go Gophers.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.